You might have caught it, but Joe Biden gave a presidential address from the Oval Office tonight. And it was really nothing of substance other than he pledged $100 billion in aid to Israel and Ukraine. And so we'll talk about that. I also want to get into the plans for a ground offensive, which could last years. So this is the story. It says, quote, President Biden pleaded with Americans on Thursday to stand firmly behind Israel and Ukraine, making an emphatic case in a primetime address that the United States remained a beacon to the world, whose leadership was vital to stopping the death and destruction by the enemies of democracy. Wow. After returning to Washington from a... And by the way, Putin and Hamas are going to destroy democracy. Meanwhile, Ukraine banned Eastern Orthodoxy today. They banned Christianity in Ukraine, and they banned opposition parties. But it's a battle for democracy. In Israel, they blew up the world's third oldest Christian church. And just months ago, Netanyahu was passing a judicial reform through the legislature that would turn the Israeli state into a Likud dictatorship. So yeah, it's all about democracy. Democracy is killing innocent Palestinians, banning Christianity, blowing up churches, banning opposition parties, rigging the courts to avoid persecution. Like, you know, the hypocrisy, it just stinks at this point. I know that's kind of a lame point, but it's just true. You know, we can't have democracy die. That's why we need to protect the Likud dictatorship. That's why, you know, that just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, he says we have to fight Ukraine, or rather we have to fight Russia and Hamas. They're the enemies of democracy. It says after returning to Washington from a one-day visit to Israel following the Hamas terrorist attacks, Mr. Biden spoke from the Oval Office arguing that providing military and economic aid to Israel and Ukraine was in the interest of global stability and American national security. He is expected to ask Congress for $14 billion in emergency assistance for Israel and $60 billion for Ukraine's war with Russia, according to people familiar with the administration's plans. So we're in something like $200 billion with Ukraine. $200 billion. That's in addition to the $800 billion that we spend on the military every year. That's a quarter of the annual American military budget that's gone to one country in the span of 18 months. $200 billion for Ukraine. And the $14 billion for Israel, you have to understand, this is just one. I was going to say this is for openers, but it's not even for openers. We have given Israel, since the creation of the State of Israel, some estimate $250 billion themselves. So Ukraine has received $200 billion. Israel has received something like $200 or $250 billion since Israel came into existence. And this is in the form of all kinds of things. Like, for example, President Barack Obama in 2015 passed the Memorandum of Understanding, which increased our annual aid to Israel from $3.5 to $3.8 billion for 10 years. So we're already paying them $3.8 billion every year. And that's just part of it. We give them aid in other forms. And some would argue that our continued presence in Iraq, Yemen, Syria, all these places, that is a form of aid. One could argue that our aid to Egypt and Jordan, which are in the top five recipients for American aid, one could argue that that's an extension of aid to Israel. So keep in mind that this $16 billion, this is on top of the hundreds of billions that we have given Israel. This is on top of the $10 million we give Israel every single day already. Do you understand that? We give Israel $10 million every day. Now they need an emergency $16 billion. We give them $3.8 billion, and now we need 4 years worth of that right away for an emergency. And it's like, what do they really need that money for? If we're giving them $3.8 billion per year and they're a rich country and they're armed to the teeth, why do they need that money? I think this is just an excuse for them to ask for more. This is just an excuse for them to shake down the United States for money. A crisis happens, give us your money. I don't know precisely what they'd even need it for. They say specifically they need to replenish the Iron Dome, and they need more missiles, and they need armored vehicles, and they need things like that. Okay. So one, the $16 billion is in addition to hundreds over years, the $3.8 billion we give them annually already. And we even gave them a little bit more at the end of the Trump administration for the Iron Dome. There was a year where we gave them $5 or $6 billion. But this is just for openers, just like with Ukraine. You understand how the Ukraine commitment is a rolling commitment? First, it's 10 here, it's 30 there, it's 60 here, okay? So Ukraine has been the recipient of nearly $200 billion. We want another $60 billion to fund Ukraine indefinitely. Apparently, this is an indefinite commitment for years on end. And now we're going to give Israel a down payment of $16 billion, which is probably going to increase. And there will be more payments over time. This is also in addition to all the aid that we're giving to Taiwan. Because we're also giving Taiwan billions of dollars so that we can change the balance of power across the Taiwan Strait. And we can even it out a little bit, give them the defensive capabilities to offset China's offensive capabilities. So we're just a pay pig nation right now. That's what we are. It's unbelievable. Let's think about it from a few perspectives. One, the United States is completely bankrupt. The private and public debt of this country has never been higher. The deficits get higher every year. It's in the trillions. The debt is $30 trillion. The interest to service the debt is becoming a significant percentage of what we spend our tax revenue on. So the country's bankrupt. We already don't have money to pay for stuff. And we apparently don't have money for healthcare. We don't have money for infrastructure. We don't have money for manufacturing. We don't have money for anything. And the stuff that we do pay for, we have to borrow trillions every year. And we have to print money and inflate the currency, which is a form of a tax on everybody. And in the middle of that, we're going to create three dependents, giving an unprecedented level of aid to all three at the same time, pouring hundreds of billions into Ukraine, hundreds of billions into Israel, and in the future, hundreds of billions into Taiwan in wars that variously may lose, may win. Ukraine's going to lose. Taiwan's going to lose. Israel's undoubtedly going to win with or without our help. And remember, the government has no money. This is all coming from you and me. So this is literally a slave nation, is one way to look at it. People like you and me, well, not quite like me because I do this show, but people like you go to work every day. You go to work, you get in your car, you drive down the highway in traffic, you stop in the office, or whatever it is. You go to work every day. Day in, day out, this is your life of toil, and you pay your taxes like a good little goy, and you have to scrimp and save for vacations and recreation and things like that, but you got to give the government a quarter or a third of your money, and as time goes on, the government is just giving it away. They're giving it away to black people, they're giving it to immigrants, and then they're giving it away to fucking Israel. This is what they do. You go to work. And understand what all of this really represents. The money's not even real at this point. The money represents productivity. It's not even about the money. It's about you working. You go to work to support this economy, and the economy works for them. You see? Because the money's fake. The fiat money is so inflated, and it's totally divorced from any objective measure of value. And they obscure how much of it there even is, or how it's created, or how it even enters the economy. So understand, you know, when you give money to the government, it doesn't matter. They just borrow what they don't need. And what they can't borrow, they print. So what this is really about is the fact that they need the lights to stay on. They need the trains to keep running, the trains and the planes and the cars, and they need the fuel to keep flowing, and they need everybody to keep consuming content and the grid to stay up and all this stuff. And what they're doing is they're taking value from the economy, taking money that you would have spent on Netflix, money that you would have spent on food. And a form of this is inflation. When they print money, they print it, they spend it on the stuff they want, and then it reflects in higher cost in goods. You can buy less with the money. So that's a form of taxation as well. It's a form of forced austerity. So they're effectively inflicting austerity on the workers. The workers go and work for what are, they're really more like, when we think about money, it's really more like a coupon. It's really more like a ticket. And so they're taking your tickets that you can spend on food and money, whatever. They're taking that so that you can't consume goods and services with it, so that that value can be redirected somewhere else. That's effectively what's going on. The reason I say that is because when you think too much in terms of money and numbers, it obscures the reality that it's value. What's really happening is they are diverting productivity and value away from this society. You see what I mean? You go to work and create value through productivity. You should be able to get value in return from that. For that, you work, you generate value, you should be able to get value in return. You should get the fruit of the productivity of the farmer or the grocery store by getting more food or getting a Netflix subscription, from the value from Hollywood and so on. When they tax you and they take money out of your paycheck, they're making it so that you can't consume. They're making it so that it's a forced austerity. The workers that make stuff can't actually have anything because their money has to go to the government so the government can give it to migrants, so that the government can give it to black people. Because the black people consume without working. The immigrants consume without working. You see how that works? You go to work and make the economy run. Us white people, us stupid white people, go to work and we make stuff. We make stuff that makes the country run. We make the stuff that everybody needs. And then when we go home, we don't get the stuff that we need, because the government takes our money and gives it to the people that don't make things so that they can consume the things they need. You can't eat everything that you want. You can't eat at a restaurant every night, because that money has to be taken and given to black people in the form of food stamps so that they can go grocery shopping, because they have no money, because they don't generate value. Same thing with the refugees. The refugees come here. They don't speak English. They don't have education. They don't have skills. They don't have capital. They don't have houses. They don't have transportation. They don't have anything. Someone's got to pay for their kids to be in school. Who's going to pay their teachers to come into school and teach their kids, the kids that have no money, the kids of the parents that have no money? Well, the government's got to pay them and the teachers got to eat. So we got to take the money from the working people to give it to the teachers so they can give the education to the children of the migrants. And the same goes for the people building the migrant centers on the island in New York. The same goes for the people that are clearing out hotels and nursing homes for the migrants to stay in. And the same goes for the aircraft carriers that have to be deployed off the coast of Israel, and for the people that build the missiles for Israel, and the people that build the armored personnel carriers for Israel, and the people that build the long-range missiles for Ukraine, and so on and so forth. So the way to look at it is that this, when you think about $60 billion, $18 billion, whatever it is, they're taking from you to give to them. And the best part was, Biden called it an investment. Does anybody believe that this will ever return any sort of, this is going to return dividends? This is an investment that is going to appreciate in value. It's going to pay us. Because I think the definition of an investment is that there is an intention to appreciate the value of the money that you put in. So if we put money into Ukraine, if the taxpayer puts their money in the government directs their money to Ukraine, the idea is that giving this money to Ukraine is going to somehow make it so that we derive more wealth in the future. But I don't see how that happens. How does giving Israel armored personnel carriers and missiles to kill innocent Muslims, how is that going to make us, they say, well, that's going to make us safer. It's going to make it so that we don't have to fight a costlier war over here. I'm sorry, was Hamas, were they planning on invading San Francisco next? I must have missed that part. And how are they going to do that? How extensive is this tunnel network? They say, we got to give Israel the missiles they need to fight them there. It's an investment in our security. We got to fight them there or else it'd be far more costlier. I'm sorry, were they going to dig a tunnel to Omaha, Nebraska? Were they going to dig a tunnel to Dallas, Texas? Was the United States next on their list? Because I'm pretty sure that Hamas and Hezbollah exist to destroy Israel, not the United States. And I'm pretty sure Israel is more than capable of fighting Hamas. Yet we have to give them the money. So this is, and by the way, not only is it directly taking money from you in the form of inflation and taxation, but all the money that the government is borrowing, they're borrowing against your kids. That's what that is. When the government borrows money, when the government sells debt and people buy it, and there's an expectation that we will pay the maturity of a bond when it expires, I don't know the technical language, you understand. When we pay back the money on the debt that we're putting out there, the expectation is that the government is going to take that money from you in the future. You realize that? When the government borrows money, it's not like we're not paying for it. We're just not paying for it right now. When the government borrows trillions of dollars so that we can give it to Israel, or we can give it to Ukraine, or give it to Taiwan, or give it to Black people, or give it to refugees or migrants or Mexico, they're using what they take from you to pay for it, and the money that they borrow, they're taking money from you in the future. They're taking money that you don't have. They're taking money that your children don't have. Their expectation is that the country will continue to grow because you will keep having kids. Your kids are going to go to work. They're going to have kids. Those kids are going to work. And for generations, they will keep paying for Israel. They will keep paying the Black people. They will keep paying the refugees and the illegal immigrants and the asylum seekers and Ukraine. They're selling all of us into slavery, and we have to accept less in the meantime. We can buy and consume less. We go to work for them. These Black people that are killing, shooting, stealing, that are abusing white people all the time, we got to pay for them to eat. We have to go to work to pay for them to eat. These illegal immigrants that come here and stab and shoot and they take up space and they shit in the street and everything, we got to pay for their kids to go to school. Their kids that are going to grow up and be militant decolonizers opposing the white man and vote Democrat, we got to pay for them to go to school, and we got to pay for their hospital visits, and we have to pay for their Section 8 and their food stamps. And we have to bring in more and more immigrants to get more and more slave labor to pay for all this stuff. And in the process, we're going to lose our country. That's what's going on. So we need to stop the foreign aid. We got to cut the deficits. We got to cut the debt. We got to send all these people back. Every illegal immigrant, we got to send them back. We got to build the wall. We got to have our people having kids again. And we need to create an arrangement where the government can pay its obligations, and then what the American people make and what they produce, the value goes to them. I mean, that's the greatest injustice of all, is that we go to work all the time and we don't even work for ourselves. We work for other people. The productivity that we generate could pay for all of us to have a nice life, but it can't, because that productivity is paying for Black people and immigrants to have a life. It's paying for Ukraine to have a life. It's paying for Mexico and Israel to have security. Well, I think they should work for their, if they want to have our stuff, they should buy it. If they want missiles, they should pay for it. Why don't they pay for it? They're a rich nation. All they do is tell us how smart they are, how smart and successful. Arabs bomb crap. Israelis build stuff. Here's an idea. Build a fucking job and pay for the missiles if you want them. Israelis build. Arabs bomb crap. Israelis are a beacon of light to the world. Oh, okay, beacon of light. Why don't you be a beacon of money and give us money for the missiles then that you so desperately need? But they won't do that. And of course, you know, these magical black people that invented everything, again, invent some spare change. Invent some money so you can get some food, you know? And it goes on and on like that, but that's just the money. Here's the best part. This is going to go on for years, because the other part of the story, according to Axios, is that when Joe Biden was in Israel, their war cabinet told him that they need our support for years. They say that the war is going to go on for years. And this is the story from Axios. It says, quote, during the war cabinet's meeting with Biden, the Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant stressed that it will be a long and difficult war and Israel will need U.S. support for a long period of time. An Israeli official said that Benny Gantz told Biden the effort to dismantle Hamas could take years. Israel and U.S. officials said that Biden didn't push back, but added that in order to maintain international support, Israel must address the humanitarian situation in Gaza. So, like I said, we've been supporting them forever. This $16 billion is just a taste. This is going to go on for years. We're going to be paying for it. We're going to be paying for them to blow up churches and hospitals and kill innocents and alienate them and all of us from the rest of the Muslims and drive them into the arms of Russia and China. Somebody said the other day, they said, oh, Egypt and Turkey are totally dependent on the American economy. There's no way that they're going to rally beside Iran against Israel. This has been going on forever. You have no idea, man. They're going to be killing Palestinians in a brutal war of ethnic cleansing for years. And it will change the landscape of the Middle East. It will absolutely change how things work. Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Egypt will not be stable if their governments carry on the same way that they were, as long as Israel is carrying on what it's doing right now. Things will change as a result of this. And not for the better. It's not going to be an investment that's going to pay us any dividends. It's going to be the opposite. Worst investment ever. I thought you Jews were supposed to be good with money. We keep giving you money and we never see any dividends. You know, the Jews, I thought they're supposed to be smart with money. Aren't we supposed to win with them? They're so smart and they're our betters and we're supposed to win by supporting them. Those that bless Israel will be blessed. Where's our dividends? Where's our blessings? They're getting blessed. Their Cash App's getting blessed all the time. All day, Israel's getting blessed with more American pay pig money. America just lines up and gives them the money. So Israel's getting blessed all day. No blessings for us, though. Our blessing is we get murdered by black people. Our blessing is that these smelly asylum seekers take over our neighborhood. Shit in the living room of our childhood home. That's our blessing. The blessing of diversity. That is the blessing of diversity and the moral victory of helping God's chosen.